He said in Daniel 4, verse 30, the following: "Is this not the great Babylon that I have built? For the house of thy kingdom be the might of my power and the honor of my majesty." He's seen all those things that happened with Daniel, with his friends. He praised God. He's seen what God can do in the lives of people who trust in God. We as Christians know what the Bible says. We read what the Bible says. And still we go our own way. Well, the Bible says I stay away from certain foods. But it's so delicious, I'm still going to do it. I know it's about it, but I know what's good for me. I've seen a commercial on TV that they can replace your whole meal into tablets. Tablets that replace tablets that can replace the vitamins, tablets that can replace sugar, everything in tablets. That's what I got a full plate of dinner eating four meals. I'm so blessed. But people think by themselves, I can make my own plan. I know what the Bible says. I know what the Lord is in my life. I can make my own arrangements. The same thing as Nebuchadnezzar did. Reasoning. By own reasoning, trying to recover yourself. And what happened with King Nebuchadnezzar? Did he remain a sane person? No. By laying himself wandering and walking into his own footsteps, he became a crazy person. You're not saying to me that somebody who eats grass from the land is sane. A human being eating grass from the land is a sane person. I don't know what you like, but I don't want to eat grass. King Nebuchadnezzar did. Why? He took it on his own merits, his own way of recovery, his own way of being restored, thinking that he could do it by himself and not needing the grace of our Lord. The Bible is clear. The Bible is clear for telling us not seeking fortune tellers or reading the stars to tell us what our destiny will be. The Bible is clear and gives us God's insight for our lives, for what the best things we can do to improve our physical and emotional health. An example is better to eat fruit than buy a vitamin pill. It's better to drink water than to dehydrate yourself with caffeine. It's better to share your worries and burdens with Jesus in prayer than to discover your future in a horoscope. We must see His grace and His righteousness if we want to become that which Christ has come to be, namely, recovered. Sometimes we make our own problems, our own difficulties. Sometimes we throw ourselves into the midst of problems. Just think about David and Bathsheba. You see a nice lady walking, all right. You see a nice man walking. And you say, well, I know what the Ten Commandments say about not being jealous, about not coveting, about not stealing and ruining marriages. But I will set them aside. I know how to organize my life myself. And you go into trouble and bad things happen because you fall into sin. And David knew that he fell into sin. And what did David start to do? Try to recover the situation himself. He could go back to God and say, "Lord, I made a big mistake." But so that he caused the man of the Bathsheba to be killed. from them to us. Why do men need to seek their own plan of recovery? Why do men need to do things by their own instead of walking and going to Christ? There is a song that I listened to last week on the radio, and then this text: after all the wrong I've done, Lord, you're the only one that can forgive me and bring me back to you. Recovery, as I said it before, starts when we acknowledge that we can do it ourselves. Recovery starts when we don't make our own plans. Recovery starts when we take hold of the grace of Christ. That's why David wrote in Psalm 51 the following words. Psalm 51, verse 12. Restore unto me. Yeah? Restore unto me. He didn't say, heal me from my problems with Sheba and make everything right. No, he said, restore unto me thy plan of salvation, the joy of salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then I will give strength, granted thy ways, and sinners shall be comforted unto thee. All the time, when we acknowledge what the Lord does in our lives, we become the best witness. We have to deal with the bad decisions we made in our life. David had to deal with the sin of when he became with Bathsheba. His firstborn died. His family was shaken up. But he was forgiven. His plan of restoration went to full effect, even though the wrong he did. And the same is for us this day. Even though we make wrong mistakes in our lives, even though we fall into sin, even though things go bad, if we acknowledge Christ, turn from our wicked ways, then the Lord will hear us from heaven and restore our land. And then, knowing that we need to acknowledge Christ, knowing that we stay close to the words of Scripture, knowing that we shouldn't doubt the plans of Christ for our lives as we read in the Scripture, things can still not go to our own desires and own wishes. When I speak personally, I've been sick for quite a number of years, 15 years now. Have to deal with my own sickness. And I often pray, Lord, heal me. And then you could say, well, I've prayed for 15 years now, I give up. Or, Lord, is this the plan you have for my life? I give up. Some people even say, well, the Lord doesn't work anymore, and they give up. They don't see the restoration, they won't need it for their life, and they give up. But they don't see that the Lord has a bigger plan in mind. I know many sincere active Christians who love the Lord with all their heart, with all their mind, and with all their soul, have still become sick and died prematurely. A good friend of mine died last year of cancer in a very quick time. What if we don't get healed the way we expected? Does that mean that we aren't being recovered by His grace? Does that mean that we didn't seek the Lord in our life daily? Does it mean that if we don't get healed in the way we expect, that we didn't stay close to the words of the Lord
No, not at all. I want to read this from the pen of inspiration of Sister White. It comes from Council to the Churches, page 305. It says the following. The Lord knows where those who prayer is offered would or would not be able to endure the trials that would come upon them should they live, meaning if they get sick. He knows whether their life will be a blessing or a curse to themselves and to the world. This is one reason why, while presenting our petition with earnestness, we should say, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Luke 22. Jesus added his words with submission to the wisdom and the will of God when in the Garden of Gethsemane he pleaded, Oh my Father, if possible, let this cup pass away from me. And if he were appropriate for him, the Son of God, how much more are they becoming on the lips of Pilate, ear-tearing mortal? We pray, we ask, we seek, and we don't get what we need. Should we give up? If the Lord didn't give up, why should we? There was one person in the Bible who couldn't come. You have a good life? And you did everything the Lord has asked from you. And then one day a prophet come by, Hezekiah. One day a prophet come by Hezekiah, the prophet Isaiah. And he said the following in 2 Kings 20 verse 1. 2 Kings 20 verse 1. Thus said the Lord, and he said unto Hezekiah, Set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Just think about the steps for a moment. Somebody's going to announce that your days are numbered. Not by you. Not at all. But what was the reaction of Hezekiah? Verse 2. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done what was good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Oh Lord, I did this, and I did that. Oh Lord, I presented a priest in church, and I went out evangelizing, and I helped the blind, and I helped the sick, and I helped the poor, and I was very active in church, and I was here every morning early, and when I was still at school, I was there the first place in the church, and Lord, I did everything you are for me. Now heal me. A lot of people react like that. I did everything what the Bible says that I would do. And now I more say, heal me. Because I needed that. But the Lord has a greater plan in mind for Hezekiah. But he didn't need it. Every morning when we wake up, the Lord says to us, set your life in order, because thou shalt die, meaning sleep of this earth and not live. And we all know that we need to make a decision on this earth before we die. We don't know when we die, but we need to set our house in order. And we can cry before the Lord and say, Lord, I did everything. But the Lord knows what's best for us. Then the Lord refused helping Hezekiah to be healed. No. Isaiah gave him advice what to do. We can read that in verse 7 of 2 Kings 20. Isaiah said, take a lump of figs, and then he took and laid it on a boil, and he recovered. He was healed. He could live 15 years longer. He was healed. But did or was Hezekiah recovered to the grace of Christ? When you see that Hezekiah, when you read 2 Kings 20 further, made a pretty wrong decision that caused him to lose everything. That his son, his family was being brought up and scattered to Babylon because he didn't do what the Lord said he must do in his life. Recovery goes deeper than being healed from your problems. Recovery starts when you give yourself your all to God and say, let Thy will and not my own. Finally, I want to read with you an advice from Sister White, also from Countless Two Churches. Listen to what Sister White said about the Lord's reaction to our prayers that we or our brothers and sisters in the church do out for us. We all, she writes, we all desire immediate and direct answers to our prayers. And we are tempted to become discouraged when the answer is delayed or comes in an unlooked for form. But God is too wise and good to answer our prayer always at just the time and in just the manner we desire. He will do more and better for us than to accomplish all our wishes. And because we can trust His wisdom and love, we should not ask Him to concede to our will, but should seek to enter into and accomplish His purpose. Our desires and interests should be loved in His will. These experiences, the illness, the sickness, the temptation, the problems in your life, your family, whatever, these experiences that tempt faith are for our benefit. By them it is made manifest whether our faith is true and sincere, resting on the word of God alone, or where depending on circumstances, it is uncertain and changeable. Faith is strengthened by exercise. We must place at His perfect work, remembering that there are precious promises in the scripture for those that wait upon the Lord. Real recovery by His grace is not about the healing of our circumstances. Real recovery is not that all our problems disappear. Real recovery by His grace is putting God first. Let Him dwell in our hearts, our thoughts, and our lives. And He will do what is good for us. And good for us, eventually, is being with Jesus into all eternity. That's why the text from Isaiah is so powerful. Has thou not known, and has thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, and neither is weary. There is no searching of His understanding, because He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, even young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings and eagles, they shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint. The moment for recovery in our lives starts today.
the moment and the way and the road to heaven starts today. Sometimes we have to deal with problems and circumstances in our lives. Some of us may be dealing with addictions and are trying to break free. And you try everything in your life and nothing seems to work. I would suggest, based on what we read in Scripture, one thing. Take the grace of Christ. Maybe in your family there are people who are dealing with sickness and you've been praying them to be healed and nothing seems to change. Recovery starts when you start to pray, not my will, but thy will be done. Maybe you have been looking to alternative medicine to be healed from your problems. Maybe you are the one that takes pills for everything to become whole again. And the Bible gives clear-cut messages how to become a more healthy person. Why not set everything that is unhealthy aside and accept fully, wholly, the healing and the recovery that the Lord offers all of us. It's not an easy path, but the Lord can make it happen for us if we get our lives close to Him. I want to ask you to join me in a prayer, in a time of prayer. It's important that if we start the road for recovery, that we start it with renewing our relationship with our Lord. And I would suggest first that we pray by ourselves in silent prayer. Pray for not specific healing, but pray so that the true recovery in our life can take hold. And after that, I will ask you to pray with the person standing behind you. And pray for each other to become restored, renewed, recovered, as the Lord wants us to be, according to His will, His plan for our lives. And then the family, the elder will pray for us. And then after that, I will pray